Season continues with Anna Karenina.
You are Madame Karenina. I'm sure you don't remember me.
I knew you at once.
Leo Tolstoy's story of heartache.
I have pride enough to never love a man who does not love me.
Desire.
He takes my hand and I let him. Can't not let him.
And transgression.
I must warn you.
About what?
About indiscretion.
Rory Kinnear and Kate Phillips star in Love Stories, Anna Karenina. Starting on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, it's time for a brand new sketch show. Everyone loves Cornwall, beaches, pasties and surf. But as you're about to find out, there's more to Cornwall than Doc Martin, Escape to the Country and Rick Stein. Recorded at the Acorn Theatre Penzance, let's join Don French and the cream of Cornish comedy talent as we take a look at what makes the real Cornwall tick. This is What's on Cornwall?
La, 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 la.
At the southernmost tip of Britain is a land steeped in history. A place of pirates and pasties, castles and cream teas, hashtag jam first. But Cornwall has so much more to offer. A lack of affordable housing, high unemployment, and bakeries that charge £5 for a pasty that you can't bite into anywhere. Because there are no sodding dentists. Join me, Dawn French, as we explore this magical county. This is Was on Cornwall.
La, 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 la.
Hey, mate, just hoping you could lift the barrier. I'm just trying to get through Padstow.
Oh, sorry, sunshine. You can't drive down there no more.
Bloody hell, since when? Who the hell's done that?
Rick Stein.
What the bloody hell's he got to do with this road?
Well, you know Rick Stein's Cornwall?
The TV show, yeah.
Well, this is it.
What do you mean?
This is Rick Stein's Cornwall, this bit here.
I thought that was just the name of the show.
No, he just used that to slip it by everyone. This is actually Rick Stein's Cornwall. He owns, this bit now.
Buy it, did he?
No, he just said it was his Cornwall so many times that they just let him have it in the end.
Well, I didn't hear nothing about that.
Yeah, no one did, really. Shame, really. So you need to go back down to Morganporth and back over to the A30.
Oh, righto. Cheers, then.
Oh, and don't forget to buy Rick's book. We sell them here.
Oh, yeah, go on, then.
Lovely. That'll be £900.
Hi, we're Jess and...
LJ.
And we work at the Royal Hotel Penzance.
I just do 2 days a week.
She's contracted to do five.
I'm contracted to do five, but I can't be tied down.
That's literally what a contract is.
Worst part of this job? Customers, yeah. Always trying to get stuff, aren't they? Some of them are just such little sasspots. Oh, can I have another towel? Oh, the room hasn't been cleaned. Oh, the ceiling's fallen in. Just so demanding all the time. Yes, you've paid to be here. Exactly. You've paid to be here. That's not my fault. It's not my fault you can't use TripAdvisor.
Jay.
What?
You know, if anyone finds out about your TripAdvisor reviews, we're going to be fired.
No one is going to find out. How would they know the username's me? LJ55 Royal Hotel? I'm not even 55. And you know what else? I signed off every comment with P.S. All Virgos are ugly. I am a Virgo, so why would I say that? It's obviously not me. Oh, God, someone's coming.
Hello there. How can I help you?
Good morning. Yes, my wife is locked in our bathroom. She went to go to the loo and the toilet door handle's come off.
Wow. Can't believe he came all the way down here just to tell us that.
Very sorry, sir. That's not very good. I'm going to call maintenance and send them right away. Is there anything else I can get you?
No, that's fine. If they could be as quick as they can, I would appreciate it. My wife has asthma and I don't want her panicking.
Of course, right away.
Wow.
What?
Can't believe you just lay down like that. Of course, right away. You're a joke, mate.
LJ, his wife is trapped in the bathroom. She has asthma.
Yeah, we can all get asthma if we cough hard enough.
Hello, can you come to the front desk?
I'm not happy about us just laying down for guests like this. Where we'll get around and they'll all want this level of treatment, and then where will we be?
Maybe we'll get back the star that we lost on TripAdvisor.
That was not my fault. That is so unfair.
You were sick in 32's bedside drawer.
What's up? Another door handle, is it?
Yeah, number 9.
Right on.
What are you doing? Are you on TripAdvisor?
No.
Yes, you are. Let me see. Staff suck up to you too much, especially one with curly hair and sadness in her eyes. LJ! Hello? Yes? Someone's been sick in your bedside drawer.
My name's Ray Hardman, art by name, terrifying by nature, and in my new series I'm on a mission to discover what life is really like inside Cornwall's toughest second homes. Isolated between the boundless blue of the sea and a private lane that's barely wide enough for a Tesla, these luxury five-bedroom hellhole houses some of the country's most dangerous council tax avoiders.
How can it possibly count as a second home if we have 3? We tried renting it out, but once Airbnb had taken their cut, we were barely making £2,000 a week.
Many of these notorious inmates have been in and out of second homes their entire lives. These two are serving a 4-stretch.
We might stay 5 days if the weather holds out.
After which they'll transfer to another equally tough second home in the south of France. Or possibly a high-security Thai resort.
You can moan about first homes before second homes all you like, but the celebrity chef seafood restaurant industry needs us.
I ain't so sure. Join me, Ray Hardman, as I go inside Cornwall's toughest second homes, streaming for 2 weeks in August, then completely unavailable for the rest of the year.
Oh, Martin, this has been the perfect anniversary weekend in London. West End show, shopping on Oxford Street, getting matching tattoos in Camden.
Oh, I've always wanted a dolphin on the small of me back.
Now this place is so posh looking.
It's world famous, Judy. Sometimes they have people queuing all night to get in.
Okay, guys, have you had the time to think about what you'd like?
Yes, dear. We'll have the soup followed by the shepherd's pie and a bottle of house red.
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any of that.
Well, why not?
Well, this is the Apple Store.
Excuse me, but this is our 20th anniversary getaway. We've come up all the way from Redruth and you're telling me the kitchen's closed?
We don't have a kitchen. We've never had a kitchen because it's the Apple Store.
Your business has the word apple in the name.
It's clearly misrepresentation.
I know, but we're called Apple in honour of the codebreaker Alan Turing, who...
Spare us your quaint local legends, sweet cheeks. We've driven 5 hours to get here. We got lost 3 times on your wide, well-lit, hedgeless roads.
And then, when we finally get to London, surprise, surprise, there are facilities everywhere. A sprawling public transport system, toilets as far as the eye can see, 2 airports, what are you playing at? You might not like us Cornish coming up here every summer, ordering normal flavours of ice cream and clogging up M&M World.
But you need us. You've got no industry. There's a Pret a Manger on every street corner, but your opera house isn't even in the top 5 worldwide.
I'm sorry, what's going on here? Are you secret shoppers?
That's it. I'm giving you 1 star on TripAdvisor. The Apple Store, Regent Street, as shit as salt ash on a rainy day.
Can't do that.
I can. It's free speech, love.
No, I mean, you're typing on an iPad you just took off our shelf. You'll have to pay for that.
Hey, after the service we've received, come on, Martin, we're leaving.
And by the way, if you're not gonna sell fruit or crumble or cake, pie or turnover, then don't bloody call yourselves the Apple Store.
Oh, Martin, I've never in all my life had so much fun taking the piss out of these Londoners. This was the best anniversary present ever.
Right, come on, let's get down Buckingham Palace and pretend we've booked it for an Airbnb.
There's your tea, darling.
Thank you, darling. Now, what were you saying about the fete?
Oh, it's absolutely marvellous. Such a shame you couldn't attend. Mrs. Deakins is there with a stall of her scrumptious little cakes, and Reverend Jenkins made a charming speech about how the chapel needs a new roof, and Mary was there, of course.
Mary? I haven't seen her for ever such a long time.
She was in fine form, as usual. It's just... well, I shouldn't say anything.
Darling, what is it?
It's the silliest thing, but the Reverend's wife, Tamara, where she'd laid out this absolute spread of high tea, little sandwiches and that sort of thing, and scones. And Mary took a scone.
What's so strange about that?
Well, she was talking 10 to the dozen about her latest paintings, you know what she's like, and she cut this scone quite in half, and then she...
She what?
She put cream on it and then jam. And when you think about it, what sort of name is Mary? I've never met anyone called Mary in my life.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying she's a spy. Filthy foreign spy from Cheshire or Norwich or some horrid place like that. It simply won't do and we're going to have her killed.
Oh, Tamsin, you silly goose. We don't have to do anything. Mrs. Penzine, next village over, deals with exactly this kind of thing. I'll just send the word. She's an absolute whiz at gas leaks, discreet poisonings, that sort of thing. The whole situation will be cleared up before you know it.
Oh, Morwen, I'm so glad I came to you.
You did absolutely the right thing, darling. Don't worry your pretty little head about it. More tea?
Yes, please.
Marvellous.
Hi, my name's Trevor Thomas and I'm the general manager here at Pengo Bill's Ilugan Branch. You can find us just off the A30, half a mile from the derelict Satanic Church. Pengo Bill's Ilugan is more than just Cornwall's leading department store of bargains. It's a fun family day out and a chic lifestyle choice at clearance prices. We have 3 stores spanning the West Country. There's the one in St. Earth, just past the dump. We also have one at Bodmin, opposite the dump. And this one's here. Sadly, no dump, just fly tippers. That's a total of over 450 square foot of space to shop till you drop. Should you drop, we got public liability now anyway.
Hello, I'm Jean and I'm deputy supervisor for the homewares and ladies fashion department here. You can grab yourself. All the things you never knew you didn't need, but turns out you need. But you thought you never did, but you do.
So what are your top products this week?
Well, I gotta say, the King Big Pin is something special. It's the king of rolling pins. It's good for cream puffs, vegetable tarts, that sort of thing, basically. Whenever you require a baked or blonde shake, the rolling pin is for you, because it's cuboid. My number 2 choice is something that is so obvious, I can't believe no one thought of it sooner. It's always the simple ones, they're the best, isn't it? Spoils for your windows, genius. Thank me later. And finally, call me a fashionista, but my number 1 product from the homewares and ladies fashion departments this week is hot to trot slingback wellies. Farm end at the front, cocktail party at the back.
Now we've shown you round and you've met some of my team, come on down to Pengo Bill's. What are you waiting for? Best to avoid the nature trail, Luz. That stink pipe backs up come winter time. From all of us, we look forward to welcoming you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, class, settle down. We are very lucky to have with us today Kerry Curnow from the St. Goran Oral History Society. Kerry's going to talk to us about the meaning behind some of our most enduring local Cornish myths and legends.
Thank you, teacher. So, the local legend I'm going to talk about today is the Mermaid of Zenner. It's all about a mermaid who came to the church in the village of Zenner to hear the choir sing. And her own voice was so sweet that she enticed a human mailman, Mavie Trawella, to come away with her to the land of Mermaidia.
Miss, how did the mermaid get to church if she's half fish?
Well, she hopped up the beach on the tips of her pointy fish tail.
But miss, isn't the whole mermaid thing just like a metaphor though?
That depends what you mean by metaphor.
A thing regarded as representative or symbolic of something?
Exactly. And in this case, the mermaid represents an actual fish that can shapeshift into a lady who lures a young man to his doom.
Isn't that a bit of a, like, sexist male-gazy trope?
Male-gazy trope? What's that? Is it like stargazy pie or something? But instead of fish heads poking out the pie crust, it's male men's faces. I'm seeing Alan Titchmarsh poking up.
That's really disturbing.
Maybe this myth can be seen to represent an unattainable ideal of femininity.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Yes, Harvey, you have a question?
Why are we even having this conversation? Who cares? Like, mermaids aren't real.
Not real? You ask the fishermen who've seen them.
All right. Where are they, these fishermen?
You'll never find them, because the mermaid lured them to their slippery doom, didn't she? To have their fish babies with.
So how are mermaids born, then?
By hatching from mermaids, obviously. Though it has been known that a pregnant mermaid has giveth birth like a dolphin out of its lady gill.
Do you mean vagina?
No, thank you.
You said the mermaid sang in the church choir? How'd she learn to sing in English?
Oh, she didn't, Dafty. She sang in bubble tea language, didn't she?
That isn't even a thing.
Oh, isn't it?
Are mermaids like an extinct species, though?
No, that is a valid question, actually. I know Dickie Attenborough, but I'm happy to say they are not extinct, but they are endangered.
Bit like you, no offence.
There endeth the lesson, and if anyone needs counselling to deal with some of the challenging subjects we've covered, please contact your local co-op provider.
Thank you, Mrs. Curnow, for that illuminating talk.
If I can impart some of the rich texture of Cornish culture to these impressionable young youngsters, then God bless you all and Happy New Year.
It's April.
Not in Mermaidia, it didn't.
I'll Tell You What with Reg Keast is proudly sponsored by Howells Trowels. Can you dig it?
Pick it up.
Good morning, you're through to I'll Tell You What with me, your host, Premier Plansman, Reg Keast. Unburden your parsnip perils and substrate stresses and let me get to the root of the problem.
Yeah, I'm calling because I want to know how to grow weed.
What's your name, young man?
Just call me Blazing Boy.
St. Blazy Boy?
No, call me Nathan, then.
Right, you are, young Nathan. You want to grow weeds, then, do we? Well, they generally grow themselves. Technically, weeds are wildflowers. So if it's native meadow you have in mind, scatter about 1 gram per surface meter yellow rattle seed to start with.
No, I want to grow grass.
For a wildflower meadow, that's precisely what you don't want to do. Hence the yellow rattle. It's semi-parasitic on grass.
No, I want to grow puff.
Puffballs, you can't just sow mushrooms, boy. Spores are not the same as seeds, but you might well get meta puffball after a few years.
You're not hearing me. I just want to know how to grow cannabis.
Cannabis, boy? Is this a joke? In my day, it was fashionable to have a sharp mind. Now, it is all fracking, Pokemon, Lord of the Thrones, and pre-packed trifle.
You can handle this, Reg. Breathe a moment in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Right then. Cannabis sativa cannot be cultivated in the UK without a licence from the Home Office. Gardener's question time shan't say different neither.
You need to chill out, mate.
And you need to put a jumper on, boy.
As if you'd divulge how to grow cannabis on the show and then to someone with so few manners.
I grow a little medicine for the village and it goes no further. I'll have nothing to do with Peaky Blinder cartel types from Nuki. Oh, look, we got another caller, all right?
Yeah, you, Reg. Can you tell me how to tell the difference between galls, cankers, and rusts?
Get our bulletproof vest, Jan. This caller's brought out the big guns.
What's happened to the Wi-Fi? I'm trying to listen to my true crime podcast.
I haven't touched it, and I've got a webinar in 5 minutes.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Modern living can be difficult. Technology that's supposed to make your life easier can sometimes just make things more complicated. But we're here to help.
Hold on, I'm coming.
What's going on here?
It's a load of big beardy blokes with jumpers.
Whoa, pull out the plug and put it back in. If you get no result, then do it again. When the light flashes twice and then turns green, you should be good to go. Whoa.
Try that, Tony.
What do you know? It worked!
If the problem persists, then try it again. Or consider changing your router brand. A booster may work if you put it up high, but don't put it next to a mirror.
Oh, that's ever so helpful.
Here at Door to Door Shanties, we provide classic, multi-vocal, harmonised, folk-inspired solutions for your contemporary domestic needs. As well as technology issues, we also have a range of contemporary shanties for other domestic issues.
Kids! You've got to tidy your Lego up! That's another bit gone up the Hoover!
Oh, unclip the sides and take off the top. Pull out the filter and give it a knock. Put it back in and bang on the tube and your hoovering can resume.
Shanty singers. They don't sing about murdering whales anymore.
Right, May, I's hanging.
Hello, Sally. Fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, it's funny, yeah. I keep bumping into famous people, yeah, you know. Yeah, living here in Cornwall. And the thing is, they're just like you and me.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
OK.
Guess who I saw at Seven Stars Backroom last Saturday?
Who?
That Kirsty Allsop.
How'd you know it was her?
Well, it's definitely her, yeah. Yeah, she was like, I'm so inspired. I've just had a Cornish cream tea, and I'm so inspired. I'm now going to make my own and call it Kirsty's Cream Tea. Scone, jam, cream. You're very welcome. Inspired!
Get on.
Yeah, I know. And then, yeah, she bought a packet of salt vinegar crisps and snake bite in black.
Are you sure that was definitely the right Honourable Kirsty Allsop?
Yeah. That's just like you, mate.
Hi, my name's Kath. I live on Pimbeagle Estate and I'm always looking to make a few quid because, let's face it, times are hard. Thankfully, I've been blessed with a business brain that constantly is coming up with brand new and exciting business ideas. This week, I've come up with something so fresh and original, I had to sit down with a herbal tea after thinking of it. So, you know dry robes, yeah? Yeah, those waterproof robes for when you've been swimming in the sea. They're really successful. Everyone wants them. So I've created my own brand off the back of that. And my idea is similar, but with one crucial difference. I've started a brand called Wet Robes. For people who can't be asked swimming in the sea like a nutter. They just want to get a bit wet so it looks like they've been in the sea. Best thing to do, really, is just dangle the wet robe in the sea for a bit and then you just put it on, and that will make your whole body wet. It's even got a genius hood filled with a litre of water to make your hair wet. It's great because you can walk up through town in it, just absolutely soaking. I was leaving a great big puddle behind me, and you can bump into people and they're like, oh, wow, calf, have you just been for a swim? And all you have to do is nod. And the wet robe will take care of the rest. People say, oh, what about dry robes, though? They make you look like you've just been in the sea. No, they don't. Ask yourself this, where's the proof? The wet robe will actually make you wet and cold. And also miserable. High five. As you can tell, I can't stand people in dry robes. So here's Kath's top tips on dealing with dry robers. Reiterate how being dry is a bad thing. God, if your body is that dry, what's your personality like? Chuck a bucket of water over them and say, that's better. Steal the keys of their 4x4, run them down with their own vehicle. My name's Kath, and thanks to me, I'm always wet. See you next week when I'll be stealing cats and returning them for the reward money.
Hello, this is Ross Pendarves reporting for What's On FM. Today I'm in the village of Tregonic with local campaigner Tig Berry. Tig, tell us about your work.
I'm an anti-second home activist.
So you campaign against people with second homes and people who rent them out?
Yeah, that is correct.
Right, we're going with Tig to watch her at work as she communicates her concerns to the second homeowners in the village. It's a beautiful...
Hey! Get your bloody beak out!
You just punched that seagull on the nose.
Bloody scavenger. It was after your wig. He thinks it's a pasty.
It's not a wig.
Oh, is it a pasty?
No. So, Tig, how can you tell for sure when a home is a second home?
Front door painted in Farrow and Ball elephant's arse. And in the middle of the kitchen island, ultimate giveaway, Rick Stein cookbook.
So, as an activist, what's the first thing you do when you locate a rental property or a second home?
Well, I knock on the door and attempt to communicate with them about the socio-economic impact of holiday homes on the complex infrastructure of the county. And I explain how second homes can have a catastrophic effect on a local community.
And if no one answers?
I put a shit through the letterbox.
You defecate through the letterbox?
Are you off your head? That's disgusting.
No, right, of course not. Obviously, you're joking.
No, I shit in a Waitrose bag. Then I post it for them.
And that's a deterrent?
It's a shit in a bag. What do you think?
Do you claim responsibility for it?
Of course, if it's a good one.
What happens?
Well, by the time someone's found it, I'm over the Tamar Bridge, and I...
And in where?
To my other house. In Devon.
Was on Cornwall starred Kieran Clark, Anna Curl, Tamsin Kelly, Joe Neary, Edward Rowe and me, Dawn French. It was written by James Henry, Morwenna Banks, Catherine Beasley, Max Davis, Jane Harvey, Tamsin Kelly, Joe Neary and Alex Smith. The script editor was James Henry. The music was by the Jolly Strumpets. It was a Mighty Bunny production for the BBC and the producer was Simon Nichols. Cheers and gone.
And tune in at the same time next week for more Cornish silliness from Don French, LG and Jess and the Was On team. Chelsea has her guard up and Lillian reveals some interesting coronation plans. We're off to Ambridge after the news. And that's followed by Front Row at 7.15, which includes an interview with the playwright Ryan Kelly on his new play Retrograde, which is on at the Kiln Theatre in London. It's set in 1950s Hollywood and follows a young Sidney Poitier.
Okay, let's do this.
On BBC iPlayer, you'll find what you love.
You know what they say, Pip. Love is blind.
And love what you find.
Stuck in the recipe for talking like that.
Binge watch brilliant shows.
That's my weekend taken care of.
From the latest.
If my life was a movie, it'd be a classic.
To the greatest.
Welcome to a place that is astonishing.
And live stream BBC TV.
A dramatic day in a fascinating season.
The best way to watch TV, BBC iPlayer.